Hello, this is Maureen Knight in the library at Halsey Manor, and today I'm interviewing Tom Radford. Today is the 8th of April 2015, and this is Tom's first visit to Halsey Manor. Tom, would you like to tell me about how you got involved in folk in the first place?
It's quite an interesting story, this one. My grandfather played harmonica. Played harmonica a bit, but I didn't really start picking up the harmonica myself until I saw one on Star Trek. And I picked it up when I saw it on Star Trek. When I went to university, I thought, what can I play on this? And knowing my granddad played harmonica in a sort of folky way, I joined the Warwick University Cayley Society because they had a scratch band. I joined and played with them for a while.
Okay, and I know I've seen you dancing contra at Ulster. Is that something you like to do?
Yes. We go to the Ulster Contras, the Coventry Zesty Playfords. I don't get to quite as many of the Warwick Folk Cayleys as I'd like, but I sometimes go to those. Normally as a sound engineer. I do a lot more sound now than I do playing music.
This is, as I said, this is your first time here.
Yes.
What made you come? What made you want to come here?
Laura did. Laura's my fiance, and we decided that rather than going to a festival in the summer, we'd come to Halsey Manor for a week to do something that was a little bit different.
Okay. In what way would that be different?
Mainly because we didn't have to sleep in a tent. This was quite appealing.
Right. So which room have you got here?
We've got room one, which is the one with five beds in it for two of us, which was slightly daunting when we came in.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't.
Has it got any special sort of architectural features that you've noticed or not?
The one we did notice as soon as we walked in was the very, very large wardrobe.
Okay. Tell me about the wardrobe.
It's a fairly simple. Fairly simple plywood wardrobe, but it was just quite interesting to see a wardrobe in a room that we could use that's built into the room. It just looked so completely out of place from the sort of grand architecture of the rest of the room and the stone windows and the leaded windows with the stone arches.
And you must have heard some stories about what Halsey Manor is like before you came here. So has it lived up to your expectations, and if so, in what way?
It sort of exceeded my expectations in some respects. I was expecting a larger building, which it isn't at the moment. But I'd had the rooms described to me, so I knew there was a room for dancing in and a room with a set of stairs in. I was expecting a second set of stairs, as you'd see in a grand old house,
uh-huh.
and the extra room on the side what's that room called?
The margin room.
The modern
room.
The modern room. That room was largely what I was expecting as well. And I knew there was a library, but I was expecting it to be somewhat smaller, and it is much more grand than I was expecting.
And grand in what way?
In the way the shelves are and the lights as they go up onto the ceiling.
Onto this amazing ceiling.
And the wood panelling is lovely as well. I know it's not actually originally in this building. It's come from somewhere else, hasn't
That's
it?
Correct, yeah.
Yes. But it's interesting how different old buildings have collected.